What's up, guys? Bonder Gaming, I'm back. Hopefully I fixed the volume issue. I'm using virtual recorder, so it's a bit weird. But I hope I fixed the issue. It might be a little bit too quiet. I might adjust it after recording. But today, we're going to be playing My Test Punch Out on RetroArch. Alright, so this is a fighting game for the NES. And yes, it's all on the right channel. It sounds weird. I know. The game isn't in stereo. But games like this require a certain amount of luck and a certain amount of skill and a certain amount of know what you're doing. So, let's see the first fight here. Let's see how we do. I was playing earlier, I did pretty well. So, let's see how far we can get. So, you have, I'm using controllers, so I'm using A and B on Xbox to punch. And I usually hold up whenever I punch. Okay, that means he's punching. So, best thing to do as a blind person is dodge and counter, constantly. Now you might say, well, how do you know which way he's gonna punch? You don't. You move left and right, and you hope you get lucky. Although there is attack pattern sometimes. Let's see. I just knocked him down. You can tell whenever he punches air, and you immediately start counterattacking. That's the best strategy to do. See how he missed? Now I'm punching him. See, that means he hit me. Ow! Rounded it. Round two, here we go. Hit me. Counterattack. Oh, I just got knocked out. This isn't some sort of weird strategy. By the way, this is the strategy that most sighted people use when playing the game. But we can't see which way he's punching, so we just move, attack, move, attack. He missed. Boom. Oh! Okay, he got back. Literally, he had like 2 seconds. He hit me. He missed. Yeah. And most people say this game isn't accessible. But, as you can see, I'm currently playing it and doing really well. Now, would I say I'm insane at the game? No. But I would say I'm doing really well, considering I am not seeing my opponent, obviously. Alright, so round two just ended. Surprised I haven't beat this guy already. This isn't hard. Oh, it's this guy, and it gets a lot more difficult later. We don't have to worry about them actually ducking your punches and, like, being weird with attack patterns. Knock down. Really? Okay. Fine. hear me? Hear me again? There we go. We're gonna knock them down. And you can tell who gets knocked down by the pitch of the like whistling noise that plays. And if we get one more knockdown on him, he loses. Because if someone gets knocked down three times, they lose. And it's over. So. Let's go! Alright. Now, can I win against the second opponent? Let's find out. This is where it starts to get difficult. Alright, so let's see. I'm gonna have to lock in for this one. No! Yes, sir. Oh, that's so annoying! Okay, so this opponent loves to be very weird with his attacks. Expected that. Yes! I just got one shot. Really? Get off, come on. No way we lose this. Alright, chat. Counter? Round one over. We're doing decently well. We could be doing a lot better right now. Well, right now. No! Just got one-shotted. Well, not really one-shotted, but... Come on. Missed. Yeah, so you always have to capitalize on whatever he misses. Just boom, 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 boom! Literally. That's how you have to play the game. I move left and right, usually. If you can figure out an attack pattern, good. Use it to your advantage. You missed, haha. Let's go! One more knockdown. Because I know he's gonna get up on me. I literally should have dodged. Dang it. No! No! Dang it. So when you hear that, whoosh, you need to dodge most of the time. When you hear that, immediately move left or right. Because that usually means it's about to hit you. Or if like, you're trying to punch and you're just stunned, move. Because that means he probably is gonna hit you. You have a very slow reaction time. So. Yeah. But that's gonna do it for this time, guys. Thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for watching.